It may be small, but it's strategically very important because of the Panama Canal. But that's not what makes the Taiwanese so upset. Currently, Taiwan has only 20 countries left in the world with which it enjoys diplomatic ties. There are a handful of Caribbean islands, a couple of countries in Africa, Burkina Faso and Swaziland, and the most important is the Vatican, and that's it. So for a reaction from Taiwan, we go to Cathy Chan, the vice president of the Taiwan Foundation for Democracy in Taipei.
This behavior from China preventing Taiwan from attending the World Health Assembly, and then the separation of ties with Panama today, and also with Sao Tome, I would say that it further alienates the Taiwanese population from China. And this is what we feel on the ground here. This is the general feeling that we have.
So what is this behavior from China she's talking about? Well, China is split since 1949, and the Communist Party is ruling most of it apart from tiny Taiwan, that is now a fairly democratic society. But over the decades, more and more countries started recognizing Beijing as the only legitimate government. Now, to end this endless diplomatic squabbling, Taiwan and Beijing in 1992 agreed that yes, there is one China, but they let it open what exactly that meant, if it was Beijing or Taipei that was in charge of it, the so-called 1992 consensus. But the latest Taiwanese president, Tsai Ing-wen, denied the existence of this consensus, and that got Beijing very angry. Rumors of Beijing's diplomatic attacks started circulating. Now, just last year, in May 2016, Loreno Castillo de Varela, Panama's first lady, was in Taipei, and she then denied that there was a problem.
A relationship with Taiwan has to be respected. First of all, because when you have the trust and friendship, we value it very much. And this is something that has been built for many, many years. And you take care of that and you appreciate it and you keep it. Panama and Taiwan are like brothers and sisters.
So it went fast. The ties are broken in spite of these nice words. And it's not over yet, says Professor Shi Yin Hung of the People's University in Beijing.
If Taiwan not accept this principle, Chinese government could deprive most of them. But the strategy here is to deprive one by one, not in some whole complete action, but to deprive it a series of continual actions over years if they have not changed their position.
So what he says is that China may now go after the few remaining Taiwanese diplomatic relations, but not all at the same time. And Steve Tsang, head of China Studies at the School of Oriental and African Studies, SOAS, in London, explains why.
They won't want to take them all, even if they could. They wouldn't want to do that. It's about how you maximize pain. It's the good old Machiavelli advice. If you are going to announce bad news, that you have to suffer the consequences. You stretch it out for as long as you possibly could and maximize the pain or embarrassment that it will inflict.
And there's not much Taiwan can do. It's still protected by the Taiwan Relations Act, a U.S. law that says Washington will protect the island from a possible attack from mainland China. But it can be protected against an increasingly isolated position imposed by China that is growing more and more powerful by the day.